Wear your birthday suit to our 10th anniversary party tomorrow at the Hard Rock Cafe from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
412. Good afternoon, everybody. This is The Hard Line. Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, it is now time to stop down for a little... And this is brought to you by none other than Texas Tickets. At 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tonight, the Little Mavericks take on the Mighty Lakers at the AAC. Whenever they roll through, everybody wants to go.
That's going to be the place to be tonight.
Certainly is.
If you're not there, you're missing out on it.
And they got great seats. They sure do have you covered. Great seats, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets.
You know who's going to be there tonight?
Who?
Me.
Are you?
In seats.
All right.
You know where I got those seats from?
Texas Tickets.
Exactly where I got them.
Well, on that note, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room, and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality, who last night, I find out, is hated by some of his in-laws. Cobra!
Cobra! Were they there?
One of them was, yes.
You are kidding.
No.
At your house?
Mm-hmm.
At the Frau party?
No.
Shut up.
My mother-in-law?
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
Another one.
Oh, they hate me, man.
Obviously.
Whoa.
They hate me.
Was she the one that farted?
Can you blame them?
No. I told her, yeah, I'm right there with you. I hate him, too.
Sad story, Mike.
Really?
Yes. We have a death in the world of Hollywood.
Oh, no. Is this someone we're going to know?
Dancer Ann Miller.
Damn it.
Of course, she is the long-legged Ann Miller.
She used to hang out with Andy Rooney quite a bit.
Yes, she did. She was 81.
Not Andy Rooney, Mickey Rooney. I had to correct myself on that.
She might have hung out with Andy Rooney.
Could have,
He's
but
that old.
It's Mickey Rooney.
They did that show,
what was it, Sugar Babes or something on Broadway?
Sugar Babies.
Yeah.
Very good, Grego.
I know a lot about Broadway.
Dancing Hammer.
I know a lot about Broadway.
She died of lung cancer.
Attaboy Hammer.
We do have her very last words ever spoken.
They were inseparable from the time Pete was a year old. He was out in the backyard. Right.
She's dead. Is she?
There is one reason and one reason only was even missed.
What?
Exactly right.
What?
It was a setup for that.
And you know what, Ron?
They were inseparable.
I support him on that.
They were inseparable.
I saw this and I laughed.
They were inseparable.
About it.
I remember my last days.
They were inseparable.
Dancing with Andy Rooney.
Andy, yeah.
Down at the theater.
We were inseparable.
He with his five and me with my cigarettes.
Because he's like 5'2" and she's like 6 foot tall.
Yeah. Yes, Greg.
So join us for another round of which one of Mickey Rooney's old girlfriends smokes.
Oh, my God. You spit all over your face.
Me and my cigarettes were inseparable.
We never bought it.
They were inseparable.
God, I made a mess here.
That was disgusting.
It was.
I'll never make out with you.
Again.
Ever. Last night, I saw a show that I'm thinking... is my new favorite show on television. And you watched it too. It is the Bands Reunited show that we told you about on VH1. I only caught the last 20 minutes of it. And what they do is they send some guy out on a mission. He travels the globe and tries to put bands back together that I'm thinking hate each other. Like last night was Flock of Seagulls, and they hadn't spoken to each other for 20 years, these four guys.
Wouldn't you like to have that gig?
Yes!
Because
they were in Sapphire.
And boy, that guy that has it is so cheesy.
Of course.
But wouldn't you like to have that
What
gig?
Is he anyway?
You know, you've got unlimited...
Indian or something.
You've got like an unlimited budget. You just fly around.
Oh,
you know what I'd do? I mean, I'd go to like Hawaii for 2 weeks and lay on the beach.
Would you
and
like some cuts?
Call in and go, you know what? I just can't find these guys.
Yeah, Don,
I'm looking.
Don Ho is eluding me with his band.
Know, I'm looking for these guys, but I can't find them. Why are you just partying your ass off on their nickel?
Did you not agree that was a great show?
It was okay.
I thought it was awesome.
I thought he ruined it. The guy.
Well, yeah, I didn't see too much of him because I only saw them rehearsing when they finally got the band together.
So they got them back together?
Yeah, they got them back together. And they all said at the beginning, they're like, nuh-uh, no, no, we're not doing that.
You know, that is so hard for me to comprehend, that how a band, and I've never been in anything like a band before, but maybe you can relate to this, Ron, that how you can
believe me, I can.
How you can have success.
Country boy can survive.
Well.
How you can have success together and then hate each other so much that you'll never get back together again. I just don't get how you can have that much venom towards somebody else.
Did they say what happened to them, why they broke up and never spoke again?
Well, the drummer and the keyboard player were like brothers.
Yes.
The score brothers. Mike or Mick, as they call him, and Ali. And as they started getting more and more successful, they just, I don't know, it just happened the way it usually does. They just started getting crossways. I guess there was no real reason, and finally Ali just quit. And they found him working in a plastics manufacturing outfit where he's a quality control guy or some such in Charlotte, North Carolina.
They did?
And Mike Score lives in, I think, Tampa now.
Now, the other two were in France and England.
Right.
Are they American?
No, they're Brits.
They're Brits. The bass player, who's about as goofy as a box of snakes, was found in, he was operating a bed and breakfast in France.
Right.
In the south of France. Snake. And the guitar player, who was the really weird looking one.
No.
You remember the flock of seagulls
look? He looked like he was about 14.
He was.
He was?
He was about 14 or 15 while that was going on.
So he's like my age.
And he was like having, all these nervous breakdowns and stuff. And he was like the first one to give it up. Back then.
Let me ask you this. Who made all the money? Because that was a huge hit.
They had two.
Oscar Sturgis.
They had two huge hits.
Well,
what were they? Do we have them in there?
Yeah, we're going to play.
Yeah, they're a two-song band. You've heard of the three-player draft?
Right.
They're a two-song band, which means they get up there and do Iran and Space Age Love Song, and then what happens after that is a matter of high conjecture.
You know what? Those two songs were massive. Those were giant hits. And
they were right on the front edge of the whole MTV thing.
Yeah, and what'd they make? What, two albums or something?
Yeah, I think.
If that.
So, Did they sell?
That one had to sell a couple of million.
At least.
Then somebody made some money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not enough to where they don't have to work, because that Mike Score is doing something, too, in Tampa.
Mm.
But this is the first time that they have been...
North Mons Venus?
Maybe.
He's running Leroy Selman's barbecue pit down there.
I think he's working at Gribble's.
But this is the first time they've been together in 20 years.
So they get them together. They rehearse once. Yes. They got a gig in London. They fly them all over to London, and they got a gig that's sold out already, pre-sold out.
Yeah, why wouldn't they do this? What else do they have to do? I mean, the guys
got
to go in there.
They hate each other.
But my gosh, you get to get out of the factory.
All right, so they rehearse once. And here, their big, huge hit, Iran. They played this first in front of just a screaming throng of people. It was really cool.
Was it a lot? I mean, like a lot of people?
It was a small club, but they were...
It was like playing at Trees or something.
But it was packed.
But yeah, it was packed. I mean, you've been there when Trees is packed.
They were going nuts. So here's what Iran sounded like.
So many great memories. This is when I was really happy.
Right.
Getting all kinds of trim all the time. Love these days.
The voice is a little jacked up. I think it may have been a little processed whenever they recorded the record. But, I thought it was really cool seeing them. And after they were done, they were ready to put the thing back together. They were all so excited, and they were just about brought to tears from the whole experience.
They were ready to get the band back together. That's why I don't understand why they... And it always happens like that. You remember when Led Zeppelin got together, the remaining members for Live Aid? Remember that?
Yeah.
That's when they started doing stuff again.
And the mother of the Score Brothers was in this. She was very excited that her sons were now speaking again.
Yeah, they weren't even speaking.
They just weren't in touch with each other.
You know, I've been real pissed off about people before in my life. I mean, real pissed off. But after a couple months, I get over it.
Yeah, 20 years.
I can get over it after a while. And I don't hold grudges like that.
I'm not good with grudges either.
So tonight, do you see the preview for this with Climax?
Yeah.
I don't
know who they are or what they did.
I don't either.
But it's like...
Is that their hit song?
No.
Give it to me, Lance.
It's a bunch of black girls.
Yeah.
Who had... There's one song that they played last night that I kind of remember. That's something about meeting in... I got a meeting in the ladies' room.
Right.
You know, you used to like hear that in clubs back in the 80s. You remember that, Greg?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, this is what did that. This is what did that.
Now, they hate each other.
Yeah, it seems like a couple of these, there's somebody in there that the rest of them really don't like.
It was the lead singer, or the main chick who tried to branch off and steal the name.
Right.
So whether or not you're into it or not, it's really interesting.
You kind of got me suckered in now.
Yeah. You know, remember when Behind the Music first came out?
Yeah.
How everybody watched it and everything, and now you don't even hear about it anymore? This is like that. I mean, they're going to run out of bands.
Yeah. They will, and, you know...
I want to see them reunite somebody big.
The big ones are already together, and they're touring. Aerosmith.
Led Zeppelin. I want to see them get Led Zeppelin together. Even though you can get three of the members
That's
together.
Already happened, though. I mean, we've already had Page and Plant, Rego.
I know, but not with John Paul Jones, because they hate him.
But this guy goes to their houses. He's like, hey, I'm so-and-so from VH1's Bands Reunited or whatever.
Wouldn't you love to have that gig?
Yes, would love that.
Snake.
In this one tonight.
I got some curry rice for you. Try this, you'll like it. Then we get the bad bug together.
In this one tonight, he's knocking on this one chick's door. I think it's the one who everybody hates. And he was like, hey, we got a couple of girls from the band. We're trying to get you guys back together. And all you hear is like, no, get away, no. And then you hear him look down at someone, and he goes, could she be armed right now? And the girl was like, absolutely. And he was like, oh, God.
Absolutely.
See, Corby, you should do that. You should do that here for, like, local bands that have broken up.
Like, get Slobberbone.
Three on a Hill.
Three on a Hill and Tablet.
Ten Hands.
Right.
Pop Poppins.
What a waste of time.
My sister's Stinky Box.
Michael.
I guess I could try to get them back together, Mike.
If you can get the Glow Boys back together.
Yeah.
Now, see, I understand
that me there.
I understand that can't be done.
What?
Get the Glow Boys back together.
Is someone dead?
No. Nobody's dead. But
isn't that three quarters of petty theft?
No. But
why is there one that's saying he'll never do it?
That's what I understand.
There's the challenge.
There's a rift between two of them that apparently can't be fixed.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to call
him. Is it A-Rod Buck?
Could be.
I'm going to be like, man, I'm with the Ticket radio station. We're trying to get the Glow Boys back together. I don't think so, dude. All right, I'll see you. And that'll be it. I'll have it all on tape. It'll be gold.
5:10 tomorrow.
See those guys? I mean, here's a guy working in a factory.
Yeah.
When used to 20 years ago, I mean, this guy was nailing quality trim and staying in great hotels and riding around in limos. So why wouldn't he get to, why couldn't you put all that behind you? I don't care how mad you are to get to a free trip to London and get together and have a little bit of that limelight once again, even if it's only for 15 minutes.
And I can't swear if they came through here and played it, the Gypsy Tea Room, that I wouldn't go see
them. You know what? That song you just played, I don't have a problem with that song.
No, God no, that was great.
I know it's real uncool to like some of those 80s bands.
No, that's a good song.
Oh, Flock of Seagulls is a punchline, too.
Whoa.
What? Well, I thought he said enunciate a little bit better.
Did you think he dropped the F-bomb?
Yeah.
No, did
I?
God,
I'm going to mark that.
Wow.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Well, dump it then. Well, you should have dumped it.
Well, F the Seagulls.
Wow.
So shocked.
God.
So Devil May Care.
No kidding.
Anyway, check it out tonight. And then, like we said yesterday, I think the last two are The Alarm and Squeeze. Interested in that.
I think they've already done Berlin, too.
Oh, they have?
I think so. I'd like to see that.
Yeah?
I'm sure they'll be replayed 100,000 times.
Probably so. 9 o'clock. Art Garfunkel
see if you can
was...
get the Bradfords back together.
Okay. Well, that'd be tough. Case of beer. Okay, we'll do it.
What about Sahara Rain?
Ooh. Maybe get the smoking guitar player back with Sorta.
Kick it.
Can we do that?
How about that? Sahara
How about
Rain.
Sahara
back...
Rain, Danny.
Don't you have an Art Garfunkel story to read?
Yeah, but I'm interested in that. Could you guys get back together and play one gig?
Take a stock.
Sahara Rain.
I don't know.
I'll get
that's
you
a,
the F
pants. That's a tall order,
or
man.
Kevin will. He seems to be familiar with that word today.
You know what? That'd be a good...
Flock of F pants.
If I got the rest of the band to agree, Danny, would you be the lone guy?
Do y'all
guy?
Hate each other?
No, not at all.
Well, then what's the use?
What's the use?
I thought y'all hated each other.
No.
What about the Bradfords? You hate that other dude?
Rob?
Well, yeah, he does. You do hate him, don't you?
I saw him last night. He's a good friend.
Art Garfunkel was arrested.
How much time you guys waste on this crap?
For possession of marijuana.
You know what? We don't waste time. We just...
I don't understand this.
I'm interested in the story.
He was in his limo. He was the lone passenger when a state trooper pulled the limo over.
For speeding.
Just after noon. For speeding. Right outside of Albany, New York. The trooper noted a strong smell of marijuana emanating from the vehicle. And he had to get out of the car and they busted him. On a small amount of pot in his jacket pocket.
Leave the guy alone.
He faces a maximum of $100 fine.
Maximum?
Maximum.
But he was arrested?
Yes.
Why would you even arrest him? Just give him a ticket.
What is the point?
For him, that pot might be medicinal.
Okay, here's a guy that's not out driving on the road. He's in a limo being driven. What does it hurt?
You know what? I don't even know if he was arrested. It doesn't say. It says,
might have just gotten a ticket.
They say the $100 won't do much to his pocket. He doesn't even have to appear in person. He can send a lawyer to deal with it or simply mail in a $100 check.
I doubt he was arrested.
Yeah, go to the ticket clinic.
Well, why is this a story then? Who cares?
Did you print it off?
Art Garfunkel.
It's all over the place today.
And it's drugs. It's a well-known person.
It's a 60s icon and it's pot.
Was he doing anybody any harm?
That's what I'm saying, no. Now, if he'd have been out driving and swerving, yeah, then he's a menace.
But he's in his limo.
He's in his limo he's being responsible.
Right.
That's responsible pot smoking.
The next season's Bachelor will be Jesse Palmer.
Ring a bell.
Of the New York Football Giants?
The backup quarterback for the Giants is next season's Bachelor.
Like, is he giving a football?
Look at how good looking he is. Like he
oh, yeah,
a
he's a handsome
freaking
guy.
Freaking television show to bang chicks. He's hot. That is so not fair.
That'll get Tom Brady. Go big time. Get
like
him.
He needs help.
Have you heard that he's the new political football, no pun intended?
Tom Brady is?
Oh, yeah, they're all upset about this.
What'd he do?
Well, because Bush got him to come to the State of the Union address. You heard about that, right?
Yeah.
Think about what you just said.
I know.
That pause was a little too long.
I know.
At least it wasn't his hand.
Right. No, and where does he represent? He represents New England, right? And you got John Kerry up there. They're all bent out of shape about it.
Screw them all.
Usually takes me a little more than just that.
Yeah. You know what?
Lotion.
I'm telling you right now, if you don't turn that watch around and put the face up...
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. See how you're wearing your watch?
Yeah.
With the face Snake. Down on your wrist? If you don't turn that around, I'm going to come over there with a pocket knife and I'm going to cut that off your wrist.
You don't like people wearing their watch
no,
that way?
No. Only idiots wear their watch... Face
Is
down.
He right?
I don't see anything wrong with it myself.
Thank you.
Sometimes I wear mine
no,
that
you
way.
No, you don't. I've never
you
seen
got
you
my
wear
back?
Your, no.
Got your back.
Cool. You've never worn your watch like that. I'm telling you, I'm going to come over there with a pocket knife and I'm going to cut it off
right.
Your wrist.
What are we doing next?
Take Stop. Care, Snake.
Okay.
Summer Bash.
All right, 4:31, we promote Summer Bash next.